It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Here we are back on the interface via IYFWrestling.com. Joey LaRocque here, but you know that by now after my wonderful intro. So, folks, I got a lot to talk about this time, so sit back and relax and listen up for what I got to tell you. First of all, let's talk about the In Your Face Wrestling new breed champion, the mighty Franz Roddy. Now, we all know about Franz Roddy refusing to sign the contract to defend the new breed title against Shiloh Robinson back on January 14th at Seize the Moment. Well, this did not sit too well with IYFW management, particularly the championship committee. I mean, come on. If you've got a pro wrestling company and they've got pro wrestling titles, they want them on guys who are going to stand up and defend those titles, not try to hide behind some bureaucratic red tape to get out of it. So the championship committee and Minister Max Burton have emailed me a confirmation, and I'm giving you this exclusive right here on the interface, that Franz Roddy is obligated to show up on March 17th in Ballston Spa, New York for St. Patrick's Day Massacre and defend the New Breed Championship that night. Now, of course, if Franz Roddy shows up and retains the title, his title reign will continue, but I'm told that he may have some ramifications to deal with down the line. Now, if he shows up, defends the title, and loses it, then the other man, probably Shiloh Robinson, will be the better man. But if Franz Roddy tries to play any games and not show up at all to defend the title, he will be stripped of the New Breed Championship. And that is official, folks. If Franz Roddy doesn't show, the New Breed title comes off his waist. And I understand from this email I've got here, on March 17th, Shiloh Robinson and some other top contender in the New Breed division will have a match that night to fill the vacancy. And as it's right down at the end here from Minister Max Burton, the choice will be up to Franz Roddy. Now, let's switch gears a little bit and talk about the Savage Wolves, CJ Scott and Damon Ravage. Now, we already know what happened with the Savage Wolves back on January 14th. As far as I'm concerned, they got what was coming to them for everything they had done up until that point. They, of course, were defeated that night by Vigo and Sergeant Fury, and Ian Daniels and Drake Evans got a little bit on them after the match and unceremoniously threw them out of the Ballston Area Community Center. And from what I understand, from another confirmation I've gotten, is that In Your Face Wrestling Management has told CJ Scott and Damon Ravage that if they ever want to be considered to be a part of In Your Face Wrestling again, they must issue a formal public apology to the IYFW roster, IYFW management, and the In Your Face Wrestling fans. So now the question is, will the Savage Wolves apologize for what they've done? Oh, speaking of the Savage Wolves match, as I just mentioned, they wrestled Vigo and Sergeant Fury. Now, Sergeant Fury did wrestle that night, folks, but he's not under contract to wrestle. Referee Dan Roberts is under contract to be a referee in IYFW. Now, he was allowed to wrestle that night, from what I'm told, because, of course, he had a personal grudge to settle with CJ and Damon. So Sergeant Fury wrestled that night, but as of March 17th, Dan Roberts goes back into the striped referee shirt and will be back as an official. But who knows? Down the line, Sergeant Fury may make another appearance in IYFW. Who knows what the future will hold for this man. Now let's talk about the big prize in In Your Face Wrestling, the In Your Face Wrestling Championship, and one of the biggest competitors in IYFW that holds that title, Pierre the Beast Vachon. Now he is very happy with himself that he retained the title, albeit through a controversial fashion, over Drake Evans back at Seize the Moment. And so happy is he with himself that he has signed an open contract to defend that title against anybody. Now, it sounds easier than it actually is, folks. From what I'm told, you can't just get the contract and sign it. Agents, managers, championship committee, board of directors, all these guys have to talk, negotiate, go through all their stuff they do, and then someone will be chosen to wrestle Pierre Vachon for the title. And I'm told that within the next few weeks, we should get the confirmation on who will be challenging Pierre Vachon for the In Your Face Wrestling Championship on March 17th. So I'm going to ask you out there, who do you think it should be? Should it be Drake Evans? Should it be the Force from the North, Vigo? Could it be someone like the Millennium Millionaire, Scott Scarsdale? Could it be someone like, I don't know, Roman Dominguez? Could it be Shiloh Robinson? Could it be Liam McFerrin? Anybody in IYFW, let us know here at IYFWrestling.com. Email us, put it up on Facebook, do whatever you got to do. Let us know, who do you think is going to challenge on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day Massacre? And speaking of the pillar Roman Dominguez, did you catch the video of him here at IYFWrestling.com? He makes it perfectly clear why he interjected himself in that match between Drake Evans and Pierre Vachon at Seize the Moment. He says he's tired of seeing Drake Evans get all these shots in the In Your Face Wrestling Championship and never coming out on top. Well, I agree with Roman Dominguez on what he said in that video on one point. When he lost the New Breed Championship to Franz Roddy, he never complained about it. You didn't hear him whining, as he said. He went right on to his next goal in this company, which was the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. But I disagree with what he has to say about Drake Evans. I mean, look at the history books, folks. Check out the results page here at iowawrestling.com. You can see Drake Evans has had a bunch of opportunities, but there has been constant problems getting in his way. So Roman Dominguez may be saying more than his prayers in this match, but I am sure that Evans will be saying something about Roman Dominguez very soon here at iowawrestling.com. Now, I mentioned before about exclusives. Well, I've got another exclusive for you right now, folks, so listen up. I've got an email in front of me that I've been waiting to open from Minister Max Burden, and it says, May 18th, Star. Now, I don't know exactly what this means, but I've been hearing a lot of rumblings through the IYFW offices that In Your Face Wrestling has been in negotiations with several people to be a part of the show I have not talked about yet on this interface, and that's the May 18th Memories, Moments, and Mayhem event. That one, of course, taking place in Amsterdam, New York, during the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame weekend. So I am going to click on this one right here, and wait for it to boot up here. It says, okay, Joey, you can let everybody know that a name has been signed for the May 18th show, Memories, Moments, and Mayhem, a former WWE Intercontinental Champion and a former WWE Tag Team Champion. Oh, wow. The name, folks? Carlito. Carlito has been officially signed for Memories, Moments, and Mayhem in Amsterdam, New York on Friday night, May 18th. And, wait, there's something at the bottom of this email here, too. It's... Well, that's the end of the message, but there's two pictures down here. Yeah, two pictures. I'm sorry, my producer Marty's asking me a question. No, yeah, it's just two pictures. It's a tuna and a shamrock. Well, the shamrock, I mean, you know, our next show is March 17th at St. Patrick's Day, so that makes sense. I don't get the tuna, but okay, just two pictures there from Minister Max Burton. Okay, whatever. But the big news there, folks, right there, Carlito will be in action on Friday night, May 18th. Wow, huge announcement here on the interface. I was very happy to bring that to you all right now, and I think we're going to leave it right there. Coming soon here at iWebWrestling.com, will we get an apology from the Savage Wolves? Will we hear more from Drake about what Roman said about him? And who will be the man to challenge Pierre the Beast Vachon for the In Your Face Wrestling Championship on Saturday night, March 17th at St. Patrick's Day Massacre in Ballston Spa, New York at the Ballston Area Community Center? For iWebWrestling.com and the interface, this is Joey LaRocque.